Hello and welcome to Foundation Nation. I'm your host, Matthew Cote. Along with Daniel, we're both high school educated, masters of nothing, and gifted with a knowledge of, well,
a lot.
Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about some interesting recent goings-ons in our beautiful state, and maybe even a few things going on in this amazing round thing we call home.
Hello, I'm Matthew Cote, your host, Foundation Nation, along with Daniel.
Hello, I'm Daniel, your co-host.
Well, welcome aboard this boat of information. We're snug, we're not snug. We're cozied in underneath the airport at SeaTac International Airport, doing some podcasts today, listening to the planes go by. And I was thinking, you know, cold season is coming around. It's almost cold time for us all to get sick.
Yep. And the biggest problem that America is facing right now is that because of these forced COVID vaccinations, people are losing trust in the vaccine.
Losing trust.
Yep.
Trust is hard to get and easy to lose. Take 10 years to get trust and 5 minutes to lose it forever.
Yep. And the biggest problem was that they did not release all the information on the vaccine.
Yeah.
They did not release all the information on COVID itself.
Yeah.
And because of all of that, it created such a stir.
Well, don't you think the internet kind of creates a stir over anything?
Yes and no. What I believe is that the stir about immunization was not created by people. It was created by government.
Yeah.
And they controlled every single bit of information that goes on internet about the vaccine and COVID itself. And that's why people were uninformed about everything. And they couldn't make their own decision to do anything because they did not have enough information. Now we do have that information, however, the trust is lost.
According to UNICEF study, nearly 70 million children globally have missed one or more critical vaccines in part because of decreased confidence in their efficacy. So the parents think, so whatever they're doing, it's decreasing the confidence, whether it works or not, it's decreasing the confidence in the parents' ability to make a choice whether it's healthy for their kids or not.
Well, because of COVID, the whole line of anti-vax life started.
Right.
And the reason they are still surviving, the people who don't do all of these regular vaccines that are like mandatory.
Yeah.
The only reason they are still surviving and saying, see, my kids are not getting sick, it's because the majority of the population on our globally is vaccinated.
Right.
And once there are enough people who are not vaccinated, not like one in a million, but once it is one every 100,000, then we are talking about quite significant pool of people that can actually get sick with that disease that is 100% preventable.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had back, you know, when my old man was a kid, they had polio. And they gave polio shots, you know, to them when they're small. I think when they were babies, they would get a polio shot. And there was no polio when my dad was a teenager. Pretty much it was kind of wrapped up by then. But my dad and his parents were on vacation working and when he was a baby, and he didn't get the polio vaccine. He has polio. From his knees down, his legs and feet are all messed up, and he missed the vaccine. He just happened to get it. And I don't really know how you catch it or anything, but I know that if he would have taken it, his life would be much different.
Oh, yeah. And on the other hand, polio vaccine does have side effects.
What are the side effects?
You can get crippled, basically.
Yeah.
Or you can lose half of your body waist down.
Oh, okay.
You cannot even walk after that.
Oh, okay.
But it is well known, and everybody knows about all of this stuff. On the COVID, they still
don't know what's going on.
Don't know all the side effects, and releasing vaccine without tests of any kind, mm-hmm. and saying that they did it, but in fact they did not.
Right.
That created a problem.
Right. Yeah,
lying to people, simply lying to people.
Yeah,
that was a worst move they could make.
Yeah, there is definitely something. I don't know. I think there was lying going on, but it just got so confusing for me. You know, I didn't know what was up and what was down. I was just completely confused.
Just tell people that this is a revolutionary vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It is untested. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going to happen, but we do believe that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you had to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't do it, and they just tried to force it by brutal force, which did not help with the situation.
Foundation Nation is sponsored by SeattlesTinyHouses.com. Schedule your free tour today to explore The Leaf, Seattle's most unique tiny house.
That brings me to my next thought, which is, if you have a problem, why don't you go on a hike in the middle of damn nowhere, somewhere in Washington, and use the telephone of the wind? It's a telephone in Olympia's Squawking Park. And so this guy had this idea of, he just took a phone at first and he just screwed it to a tree as kind of like, you know, kind of a joke. But now it's turned into this thing where it's called the telephone of the wind. And this phone is for everyone who has lost a loved one. The phone is an outlet for those who have messages they wish to share, to their friends and family. It's a phone for memories and saying goodbyes you never got to say. And it's kind of an art thing, but it's also kind of a, you know, I don't know, rite of passage or something. So if somebody passed away but they did it in such a way you didn't get to say anything, people go on this hike up into the, you know, Olympics, and they find a phone on a tree and they talk into it to that person. And it kind of, it's supposed to help, I guess. Would that help you?
I haven't been in such situation yet.
Yeah.
But I do see the benefits in this, because you can, if you have such problem, your therapist will not be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you talk to a therapist about it, it's still going to be talking to a therapist instead of expressing yourself to someone you want to express yourself to. So yeah. It's not going to work. You actually have to have a specific situation. And this particular way is actually isolating you from all of this stuff and putting you in a mood and in circumstances that probably should work.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, you go on a long hike, and as you're hiking, you think about what you want to say and whatever, and you go get it off your chest, and, you know, you're going to be feeling a lot better. So I suggest, if anybody has any issues like that, you know, and thankfully me and Daniel don't, but if you have any issues that you need to speak to someone that's passed away and you have some last words that you'd like to give them, you could go to the telephone of the wind and go on the hike. It's not a really heavy hike, and you could go up there and pick up the phone and say what you need to say and probably feel a lot better.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting where this idea originally came from.
Yeah, the Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese when they lost so many loved ones in the tsunami.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was one devastating tsunami. And especially in Japanese culture, they are grieving more about their loved ones.
Right.
And it's just a cultural thing. And they had to cope with it somehow. And this particular thing was a really good measure to bring people's souls in peace.
Yeah. Go find the telephone in the wind. I'm Matthew Cote, host, along with my co-host Daniel. This is Foundation Nation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
Foundation Nation is sponsored by SeattlesTinyHouses.com. Schedule your free tour today to explore The Leaf, Seattle's most unique tiny house.